I would love to take you on a little bateau along the Seine, and puis we will go up to the Eiffel Tower, where I will kiss you like you have never been kissed before. What are you thinking about that, my dear?
Well, you know, I really don't know what to say, because I don't think I've ever been told that before, and you want to kiss, you really want to kiss me up that big tower up there? You're gonna take me all the way up there and give me a kiss?
What do you think you're doing touching my acorns like that? Mm-hmm. They're mine, and don't you even think that you're gonna get your little paws on them. They are mine, and they're mine alone. Mm-hmm.
So where are one of those lovely cookies that you've just made? What? You've hidden them all? You've given them away. You gave some to the neighbors. You gave some to your brothers. Cookies. Well,
hello, everybody. I am so excited to be here with you today, and I am delighted to tell you that we have the beautiful, amazing, majestic Evangelista who has come all the way from the United Kingdom. Yes. It's the first time that I've come over to this side of the world, like, because, do you know what? I love London, and I don't really like leaving London, but I'm...
Well, yes, you see, but it wasn't my fault because we were playing ball outside and then we threw the ball really high and then went it onto the roof and we didn't know what to say because, like, we didn't mean to and it wasn't my fault and it wasn't their fault, but when we kicked the ball, like, it was really super exciting because we were playing a game of soccer.
You are alive, rescued, safe, miraculously so. That's part of the thrill that runs through you, through your life, through every part of your entire body. Come on. What are you doing? Stop sitting around there and just looking at me and yawning. There is no time to be sitting around like that if you would like to accomplish everything that I have accomplished, and more, maybe, but not possible, because, of course, as you know, I am the most accomplished actress there will ever be and you are ever likely to meet.
I know I should be able to fly by now, but I'm just too scared. I don't think I was supposed to be born like this as a bird. I think I should be down there on the ground somewhere because, like, it's super, super high up here and everything looks so teeny, weeny, weeny down there. And, oh my gosh, no, it's okay. I'm gonna try in a minute. I'm gonna try. Please don't push me. Don't push me. No.
Look in the mirror and see your heads. They've gone fat. Your shoulders and muscles are puffed up like that too. It happens to people who think they're great. Their heads get very big and their bodies change shape. But you know what? That's just what we see on the outside. Because in the inside, it gets smaller and smaller and your heart starts to bend.
Okay, you're awake. So, my super, really, really, super, super important question, and you know that I wouldn't wake you up unless it wasn't really super, super important. Well, my question is... Okay, are you ready for my question? My question is, do you believe in fairies?
Oh, I love swimming in the sea. It's kind of wet. It's kind of blue. This sea. Who'd want to be anywhere else? Oh, I just feel it on my skin. Feels so, so good.